This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 11, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. For the third consecutive day, American Airlines scrapped a large chunk of its domestic schedule on Thursday due to ongoing inspections to its fleet of aging MD-82 and MD-83 short-haul airliners. It all started on Tuesday when FAA inspectors found issues with wiring bundles in the jet's main gear wells. American had claimed inspections had been completed 2 weeks before. American canceled 500 flights on Tuesday, 1,000 on Wednesday, and CNN reports 900 more flights were scrubbed on Thursday as work continues to verify the wiring inspections mandated under a 2006 airworthiness directive. American has offered displaced passengers ticket refunds, vouchers, and compensation for overnight stays. This episode is going to turn out to be a very expensive chapter for the carrier. American flies over 300 MD-80 series narrow-body airliners, serving a substantial majority of the carrier's domestic schedule. Reports surfaced on Thursday that Midwest Airlines is dropping some pilot jobs and canceling several routes. WTMJ-TV reports some of the cancellations will be only temporary, while the carrier inspects its 13-plane fleet of MD-80 airliners for the same kinds of issues that have plagued American. Others will apparently be permanent as the carrier battles high fuel costs. Pilots at the airline say they started getting email notices about looming layoffs on Wednesday night. So far, the airline has not confirmed the reports publicly. As ANN reported, a team comprised of Northwest Airlines and a Texas-based private equity firm purchased Midwest last year. That deal was formally approved by regulators on February 1st. Reuters reports airlines lined up on Thursday for compensation after Boeing's Wednesday announcement of another 6-month delay in development of the 787 Dreamliner. All Nippon Airways, the first carrier scheduled to get the new plane, is reportedly on a list which already includes Air New Zealand, Qantas, Air India, Japan Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and British Airways. Delays in getting the 787 are more costly now that oil is trading consistently above $100 a barrel. Japan Airlines CEO Haruka Nishimatsu observed, quote, "The 787 is an extremely fuel-efficient aircraft. A delay will impact us significantly," unquote. Northwest Airlines tells Forbes the U.S. Department of Transportation has tentatively approved its application for six-way antitrust immunity with its SkyTeam Alliance partners, Delta, Air France, KLM, Alitalia, and CSA Czech Airlines. The decision allows the airline group to coordinate transatlantic schedules and services following the March 30th start of the Open Skies Agreement between the U.S. and Europe. Northwest says that agreement will allow it to increase capacity on transatlantic flights. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Pentagon tells Congress it has contained F-35 cost overruns. The U.S. Air Force and Navy say they'll be 900 fighters short of their needs. And runway status lights get a test at Logan. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is retired Chicago O'Hare Air Traffic Controller Bob Richards, author of Secrets from the Tower. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.